الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Respected علماء Elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the opportunity to be part of this second annual youth program organized by Jamia Masjid Bartley. MashaAllah, all of you have benefited from the previous speakers. And we are nearing the end of this program. Every program has an objective. A program without an objective is a useless program. This program of ours also has an objective. And the objective, in a nutshell, is to make a U-turn in our lives. This program was organized by the organizers. So that we participate, we spend some moments of our lives in the pure, blessed environment of the masjid. We spend some moments of our lives in the company of the many pious who have attended this program. We listen to the respected ulama-i-kiram. We learn from them and try to mend our ways with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we leave from here without a firm resolution to change our lives, then we as individuals who have participated in this program will go unsuccessful. Our respected Imam Sahib and his fellow colleagues who have worked very hard to afford this opportunity to us under the supervision and guidance of our respected Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, will be rewarded for their intentions. They will leave this conference with success. But if we as individuals don't make a firm resolution to change our lives, to make a U-turn in our lives, then we as individuals attending this conference will go unsuccessful from here. So we have to make a firm commitment, firm resolution with total sincerity and genuineness, that come what may, I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from today. Come what may, even if I have to give my life, I will give my life, but I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this resolution, after this commitment to ourselves and our Creator, if tonight, or if tomorrow, or if after a week, if after a month, overcome by nafs or shaitan, we sleep again, then the second part of our commitment and second part of our resolution is that after sleeping we will not lie there. We will immediately hold the rope of Tawbah and get up again and start walking. So Taqwa and Tawbah, this is what we go with from here today. Taqwa means total abstinence from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Tawbah means, if we are unable to hold on to this resolution or commitment because of our two enemies, shaitan and nafs, then using the ni'mat of Tawbah, istighfar, we will make a U-turn immediately. And we will stand on our feet again and start walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us all make this resolution. And let us all renew this resolution on a daily basis. Take out 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Flashback into this conference. At 8:22, and the resolution that you are making, and tell yourself daily, I cannot commit any disobedience to my Creator. How can I? It is He who has granted me existence from nothing. I was nothing. I did not exist. It is He who granted me existence. It is He who has given me life. It is He who has given me innumerable favors. Eyes, ears, tongue, hands, fingers, feet, joints, heart, brain, health, wealth, wife, children, brothers, sisters. It is He who has granted me the wealth of Iman. Without Iman, where would I be in the hereafter? It is He who has granted me His recognition. It is He who has granted me His yaqeen. It is He who has granted me reliance on Him. It is only He who has given me everything without my deserving, without my being worthy of it. How can I disobey Him? How can I disobey Him? Or rather, we should ask this question: how did I disobey Him? How did I disobey Him? And now in the future, how can I disobey Him? How can I disobey that Creator who has been so kind to me, who has been so affectionate to me, who has been so merciful to me, who has been so benevolent to me, who has always treated me the way I wanted Him to treat me? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How can I disobey that Creator who has always treated me the way I wanted Him to treat me? Despite my not behaving with Him the way He wanted me to behave with Him. How can I disobey Him? I wake up in the morning, I desire breakfast, the breakfast is there. Whatever I desire in breakfast, it is there. I desire lunch, it is there. Whatever I desire in lunch, it is there. I desire tea, it is there. Whatever I desire at tea time, it is there. I desire supper, it is there. Whatever I desire in supper, it is there. Despite all my disobediences, despite my not performing salah, despite my not giving zakah, despite my not performing hajj, despite my not fasting in the month of Ramadan, despite my not obeying my parents, despite my consuming, selling drugs, despite my consuming alcohol, despite my wasting the precious gift of life that He has given me, despite my disobeying Him over and over again, over and over again, over and over again, He always behaves with me the way I want Him to behave with me. And every day, from sunset till dawn, and from dawn till sunset, with all love and affection, He stretches out His arms. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. From sunset till dawn, He stretches out His arms and He invites those who have spent their whole day sinning. Come to Me and repent. I want to forgive your sins. And again He stretches out His arms, and with all love and affection, from dawn till sunset, He calls those people who spend the whole night sinning, come to Me.
want to forgive your sins. How can I disobey that creator? How can I disobey that creator who says, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. He says that there are two categories of my servants. One category, the pious ones who say, Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah. And these words reach me. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. We are very pious servants. And another category, the sinful servants who come to the masjid, who sit on the musalla during the darkness of the night, in the seclusion of their rooms, and overcome with regret, they say, Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah. One group, the pious ones are saying, Subhanallah. The other group, the sinners, are saying, Astaghfirullah. Our beloved master, our beloved creator, he says that the sound of Astaghfirullah is more beloved to me than the sound of Subhanallah. How can we disobey that creator? We talk about ibadat, tilawat, zikr. So many do's. But we never pay attention to the don'ts. We pay attention to the do's but not the don'ts. Let us go from here with this one and only resolution, that from today I will not do anything that will bring the displeasure of my creator. And I will try to do everything that will bring the pleasure of my creator. And if this resolution is broken by nafs, by shaitan, then immediately we make a U-turn. This is the cycle we need to continue to follow. Taqwa, tawbah. Taqwa, tawbah. Taqwa, tawbah. Taqwa, 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 taqwa. Abstinence from sins, abstinence from sins, abstinence from anything that brings the displeasure of Allah. Abstinence from anything that brings the displeasure. This is the cycle. And you fail, you slip, tawbah. And get into that same routine again. Through tawbah, a person gets into the routine of taqwa again. Use this great gift of tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, Zalim abhi hai, fursat-e tawbah, tu der na kar. When we sleep, when we fall, this is the deceit of shaitan. Shaitan is very, very cunning. His deceit is that before making us commit sins, he counsels us. And he says, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Commit this sin. It will take half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Repent. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. This is before committing the sin. So before committing the sin, he shows us tawbah. That sin is not harmful for you. Why are you worried? Tawbah is there for you. Tawbah. And once a sin is committed, then shaitan uses another tactic. Oh, you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a grave crime. So many warnings in the hadith for this crime. How will Allah forgive you? Allah is very severe in punishing. You have no chance. This is the order of shaitan. And the order of a believer, the order that we have been taught by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before committing a sin, tell yourself that Allah is very severe when He comes to punishing a person. Don't commit this sin. don't commit this sin. At that time, don't think about Allahu Ghafurur Rahim. At that time, tell yourself, أن الله شديد العقاب. Allah is very severe. He will punish you. He will punish you. One punishment could be that after committing the sin, you may never get the tawfiq to repent. This is also a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One punishment could be that at this moment shaitan is whispering, commit this sin, repent, everything will be over. It is possible that once the sin is over, Allah will punish you by not granting you the tawfiq to repent. The tawfiq to repent after committing a sin is a very great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say to my friends that once you have committed a sin, may Allah safeguard all of us. Once you have committed a sin, after committing a sin, if regret overtakes you and the thought of repentance comes in your heart and mind, that is a sign that Allah is making an announcement that, oh my servant, I still love you, come to me. That is an announcement from Allah. Oh my servant, despite your committing this sin, I still love you, come to me, I want to forgive you. Do not delay. Do not delay, rush. This is an invitation from Allah, come towards me. So rush towards Allah. So one punishment could be that we are not given the tawfiq to repent. And a greater punishment could be that our soul is extracted whilst we are committing that sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, يُبْعَثُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Every person will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah in the state that he has died in. If we die watching films, we will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah watching films. If we die whilst watching filthy things on the internet, we will be resurrected watching those filthy things on the internet. If we die consuming alcohol, consuming drugs, we will be resurrected consuming alcohol and drugs. If we die whilst committing adultery and fornication, we will be resurrected committing adultery and fornication. So much so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person died playing a flute on the day of Qiyamah, he will be resurrected and brought into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala playing flute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the gift of tawbah to eliminate the sins we have committed. The gift of tawbah is not an encouragement or a license to commit sins. So when the opportunity arises that I want to do this, I want to do this, during the night when nobody is there, you are sitting on the PC and you feel like visiting this side and that side, don't tell yourself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. No. أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. It is possible that Allah is very angry with me and He has given me just that last chance, and if I commit this sin, He may extract my ruh while from committing this sin. It is possible that Allah may never give me the opportunity to repent. It is possible that Allah may punish me with even greater punishment, and that is, this sin may become a means of me forsaking Islam altogether. So before committing sins, do not let this thought enter your mind that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. No. Allah is not Ghafoorur Rahim for that person who makes programs to commit sins. Allah is not Ghafoorur Rahim for that person. For that person, Allah is Shadeedul Iqab. After committing a sin, when overcome with regret, a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So shaitan teaches us to think that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim before committing the sin, and after committing the sin, he pumps this thought in our minds that you are doomed. You have committed this great crime. Allah will never forgive you. You've made Tawbah 50 times before. This is the 51st time. So if I am doomed, if I cannot be forgiven, I can commit another sin. I should commit another sin. If Allah is not going to forgive me, and if I am doomed in the hereafter, then I should commit another sin, and a third sin, and a fourth sin, and I should continue, because Allah is not going to forgive me. After committing sins, never become hopeless. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah himself says, I am Ghafoor, I am Rahim, I am Forgiver, I am Forgiver, I am Forgiver. Allah says over and over again, I am Forgiver, I am Forgiver, I am Forgiver. If this thought enters our heart and mind and we believe, and we say, no, Allah will not forgive me, that means we are saying Allah's forgiveness is very limited and it does not have the power to eliminate my sins. He does not have ocean of forgiveness. It's not enough for my sins. My sins are too great for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before committing sins, over and over again remind yourself, you could die whilst committing sins. Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you. My late mentor, Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to teach this muraqabah, which he called it muraqabah-e-ihsani. And he would encourage people to sit for 5 minutes, 10 minutes on a daily basis and think, with eyes closed, with full concentration, that my beloved Creator is watching me, he is observing me with lots of love. My Creator is watching me with lots of love. Yes, I am sinful, despite that I know my beloved Creator is watching me with lots of love. Because if he was not watching me with love, he would have taken my eyes away. He would have taken my ears. He would have taken my tongue away. But because he loves me, he likes me. Despite all my evils, he still loves me. He likes me. He wants me to come on the straight path. That is why I know that he is watching me with love. And before it is too late, I need to repent. Allah is watching me with lots of love. Allah is watching me with lots of love. My beloved Creator is watching me with lots of love. 5 minutes, 10 minutes on a daily basis. If this is printed on the heart and mind, my Haji Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say, if this thought is printed on the heart and mind, that my Allah is watching me with lots of love, then when the opportunity to commit a crime arises, this thought will emerge. My Allah is watching me with lots of love, and this person will move away from the crime. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. He is Shadidul Iqab. He is Shadidul Iqab. I may die whilst committing a sin. I may never get the opportunity to repent again. This sin may become the means of me going away and away and away from the straight path until I may reach kufr. No, I cannot commit this sin. But if the sin is committed, overcome by shaitan and nafs, after that, the only thing you need to remember is Inna Allah Ghafoorur Rahim. Inna Allah Ghafoorur Rahim. Inna Allah Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah will definitely forgive my sins. Allah is all merciful. Let me turn to Him. I must turn to Him. Immediately. Immediately. Because only Allah knows when a serious person is going to breathe his last. So Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, Zalim. The word zalim, zalim in the terminology of Quran and Hadith is used for the sinner. Zalim, oh the sinner. Zalim, the one who is on the first stage of sinning is called zalim. And the one who reaches the second stage is known as zalum. And the one who reaches the third stage is known as zallam. Zalim sinner, zalum the great sinner, zallam the greatest sinner. Qazi Bayzawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his tafsir, has noted that a sinful person can have three categories: zalim, zaloom, zallam. Sinner, great sinner, greatest sinner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned three of his forgiving qualities in the Quran. Ghafir is dhamb. I am the forgiver. Ghafir, forgiver. Zalim, sinner. Ghafir, forgiver. Zaloom, the great sinner. Ghafur, the great forgiver. Wa inni laghaffarul liman tab. Zallam, the greatest sinner. Ghaffar, the greatest forgiver. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullahu ta'ala says in his tafsir that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging and giving hope to his servant that where are you? Which is your stage? Are you on the first stage? Are you on the second stage? Are you on the third stage? If you are on the first stage, you are zalim. Come to me as a zalim. I will meet you as a ghafir. And if you are on the second stage, you are zaloom. Come to me as a zaloom. I will meet you as a ghafur. And if you have reached the third stage and you have become zallam, still don't worry. Come to me as a zallam. I will meet you as a ghaffar. Zalim, abhi hai fursat-e tauba, der na kar. As long as you repent before your final moments, inna Allah ta'ala yaqbalu tawbat al-abd ma lam yughargir. As long as you repent before your final moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. So you still have the chance, you are healthy, you are still alive. A boxer, if he falls on the floor, if he gets up before the count of 10, he is still in the game. So if a boxer falls, he gets up before the count of 10, he falls again, he gets up before the count of 10, he falls a third time, he gets up before the count of 10, he falls 10 times and gets up before the count of 10. But his opponent falls just once and he is unable to get up before the count of 10. He is the loser. And the one who has fallen 10 but who got up before the count of 10, he is the champion. So if a person commits a sin and then he repents, so gets up before the count of 10, he commits a sin again and then he repents again, he gets up before the count of 10, so he is still a champion. If he continues in this manner, inshallah he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as a champion. Zalim, abhi hai fursat-e tauba. Oh sinner, you still have the chance to repent because you are still alive. You are not in your final moments. Repent quickly. Der na kar. Do not delay. Woh bhi gira nahi jo gira phir sambhal gaya. Woh bhi gira nahi jo gira phir sambhal gaya. That wrestler, that boxer is not considered a knockout whom after being knocked out gets up before the count of 10. Taqwa and Tawbah. Taqwa and Tawbah. We can discuss so many topics in this youth conference. We can discuss drugs only. We can discuss drugs only. That will not solve our problems. The problem of drug is solved. What about the other problems? We can discuss adultery, fornication. We can discuss disrespect to parents, disobedience to parents. We can discuss non-performance of salah. We can discuss evil glance. We have to discuss the root of the problems. The root. Understand the root. And after understanding the root, find the root solution and the root cure. Once we find the root cure and the root solution, all problems will be eliminated. The root problem and the root illness is the ghaflat of the heart. And the root cure and the root solution is the zikr of the heart. Ghaflat of the heart, ghaflat. Ghaflat. The heart does not realize what I need to do during these circumstances. I am faced with a very pretty and a young girl coming towards me and my nafs is saying, enjoy yourself, look at her. She is very pretty, nobody is watching you. If the heart is ghafil, the heart, then this realization will not come in my heart and mind that this is unlawful and Allah will become unhappy with me. And if the heart is zakir, immediately the heart will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I do this? My Allah is watching me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was a young man. He had never before experienced the sexual ecstasy. He was not married. And as far as adultery and fornication was concerned, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was the Nabi of Allah. And there in total seclusion in front of him was one of the most beautiful ladies of Misr, Egypt. The wife of the Aziz of Misr. Young, beautiful, seclusion is there. Yusuf alayhi salam himself is very young. And she said, Hayt alak, come towards me Yusuf. I want to fulfill my desire with you. The heart of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was not ghafil. The heart of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was zakir. So where did his mind go? The heart and the mind have a very close connection. If the heart is zakir, the mind will always remain alert. As soon as the lady said, come Yusuf, come towards me. The heart was zakir, so the mind went towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Ma'ad Allah, I seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'ad Allah, I seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu Rabbi. There are two interpretations to this verse. One interpretation is, Innahu Rabbi. He is my Rabb. It is He who has nurtured me from my childhood. It is He who has granted me everything. And I was thrown in the well by my brothers. And I was sold in the market of Egypt. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted me the comfort of the home of the richest person here, the Aziz of Misr. Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maswai. Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maswai. He is my Rabb. He has nurtured me. He has granted me everything that I desired. Rabb. Who is Rabb? What is the meaning of Rabb? Rabb cannot be translated into any language. Rabb means that personality, that being who makes a person reach the peak of excellence whilst fulfilling all his needs in the past. Innahu Rabbi, He is my Rabb. He has granted me all the excellences and all the resources for my excellence. Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maswai. It is He who has granted me this beautiful abode. I'm very comfortable here. I have honor. If I commit fornication and disobey my Rabb, I will become a zalim, because I will become a sinner. And the principle in the court of Allah is Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. The sinner never becomes successful. Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. Sinner never becomes successful. If the heart is ghafil, my brothers, then when the opportunity arises, we will never be able to bring this awareness into our minds that Allah is watching me. Even if somebody says, fear Allah, fear Allah, the thought of Allah will come. But this awareness will not come that Allah can do anything to me at this precise moment, so I should stay away. Because the heart is not zakir. It cannot connect. If the plug is not in the socket, even if you put the switch on, it will not connect. Make the heart zakir. This is the solution to all problems. And the root of all problems, the heart is ghafil, ghaflat. Ghaflat. When we are enjoying our moments of sinful activities, my friends, that is not enjoyment, that is ghaflat. If you are watching a good film for 2 hours, it's not enjoyment, it is ghafla, negligence. Our heart is ghafil. If we enjoy adultery, fornication for 15 minutes, for half an hour, for 1 hour, it is not enjoyment. At that precise moment when we are hanging around with our girlfriend, we feel that this is my whole world. I've got what I wanted. It is not my friend, it is nothing, it is ghafla. When we will depart from this world, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a stand in His court, we will say, Thi fakat ghaflat hi ghaflat, aish ka din kuch na tha. Thi fakat ghaflat hi ghaflat, aish ka din kuch na tha. Hum jise sab kuch samajhte the, wo lekin kuch na tha. Thi fakat ghaflat hi ghaflat, it was nothing but ghaflat. Negligence. My heart was negligent. When the heart is negligent, the mind will remain negligent. And if the heart and mind is negligent, the whole body will remain negligent. And if the heart is zakir alert, the mind will remain zakir and alert. If the heart and mind is zakir and alert, then the whole body will remain zakir and alert. Thi fakat ghaflat hi ghaflat. It was nothing but ghaflat. Aish ka din kuch na tha. There was no enjoyment in my worldly life. Hum jise sab kuch samajhte the, wo lekin kuch na tha. Every item regarding which I thought, this is my world. I've got the whole world now. I've got everything. I've got what I wanted. That was nothing. Nothing. It was a bubble. It was a bubble in the ocean. It was nothing more than a bubble. It's gone now. We need to make our hearts zakir. A person with a zakir heart will never be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the muttaqeen. Muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? These are all different names, but they refer to the same category of Muslims. You may call them zakirin. Those whose hearts and minds have become zakir, so they can never disobey Allah. You may call them muttaqoon, the people of taqwa who can never commit sins. You may call them sadiqoon, who are always loyal and truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may call them mustaqimoon, the people with istiqamah, who remain firm on the straight path. You may call them mu'minoon, the complete believers. You may call them Muslimoon, those who have submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may call them Awliya, the special walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different names for the same category. If the heart is zakir, then automatically you will be a muttaqi. If you are a muttaqi, that means if you are a person who abstains from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can only be a muttaqi if you are a zakir. So you must definitely be zakir. If you are a zakir, you are muttaqi. If you are a muttaqi, you are sadiq. Ulaika alladhina sadaku wa ulaika humul muttaqoon. During the time of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu was walking around in the streets of Madina Munawwara during the night. He was very, very concerned about the well-being of the ummah, well-being of the subjects of his, under his khilafah. When returning towards his home, he heard a mother and a daughter communicating. The mother was saying to the daughter, wake up, wake up, wake up, umzuqil laban, mix some water in the milk. Fataqtala al-fajr, very soon the dawn will take place and we will not be able to do this wrong thing. Somebody may observe us doing this filthy thing and somebody may inform Amirul Mu'minin. She was a milk woman. She was selling milk. Get up quickly. The mother was telling the daughter. Now the mother is fully awake. Despite being fully awake physically, spiritually she was not fully awake. Because her heart was ghafil. So she was unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she was saying that quickly, quickly, commit this sin, do this. The young girl gets up from her sleep, and she's half asleep, half awake. So physically she's sleeping, but spiritually she's awake. So she says, oh my mother, أَلَمْ يَنْهَنَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Did not Amirul Mu'mineen say it was impermissible and we should not be doing this? Ghafil Zakir. Did not Amirul Mu'mineen say we cannot do this because it is not permissible? So the mother said, quickly, quickly, don't argue with me. Amirul Mu'mineen is not here. He must be on his musalla performing tahajjud salat. Maybe he is sleeping. She doesn't know Amirul Mu'mineen is outside. So what did her daughter say? Ya ummata, O my beloved mother, in kana Umar la yarani, fa ilahu Umar yarani. Yes, Umar is not watching me, but the Allah of Umar is watching me. How can I do it? How can I do this? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand this very, very simple, very, very simple, but most important and most neglected and most misunderstood point. The most simple but most neglected, most important and most simple but most neglected and most misunderstood point. Heart should be awake. Heart should be awake. We need to enlighten our hearts with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to enlighten our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as the heart is enlightened with the zikr of Allah and with the love of Allah, then yaqeen will come in. Yaqeen will be there, ma'rifat will be there, tawadu will be there, humbleness, sakhawat, generosity will be there. Kibr, pride will go away. Stinginess will go away. Love for fame will go away. When the heart is negligent, love for fame is there. Love for lust is there. Love for fulfilling carnal desire is there. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. This becomes the obsession. When the heart is ghafil, this becomes the obsession. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. This is your obsession. Rahu sab se wala. I want to be right at the top. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Everything needs to be unique. My jacket has to be unique. My walking style has to be unique. My hairstyle has to be unique. My mobile phone gadget has to be unique. My car has to be unique. Because the heart is ghafil, there is only one thing. Pride, arrogance, haughtiness. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. In order to make your heart zakir, one thing you need to do is to remember the hereafter frequently. So the poet says, Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala. The one who is one day going to die, the one who is one day going to depart from this world, the one who is going to one day depart from this world and lay motionless on his bed, the one who is going to be carried one day on the janaza, the one who will be laid into the grave one day, the one who will be left behind in the darkness of the grave one day, is this how he behaves? The one who has to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, is this how he behaves? With haughtiness, with enjoyment, with unlawful luxuries? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma used to say, Kaifa nafrah? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the Sahaba. Despite having so many virtues, he says, Kaifa nafrah? How can I enjoy? In this day and age, we are always looking for functions and parties. Functions and parties. Sometimes, the conference is not as important for us as the food after the conference. And may Allah forgive us. Sometimes even the organizers in their meetings say that we have to have food, otherwise people won't come. This is the intention of the organizers. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We have to have food, otherwise people won't come. Walima, function, party. Not because it is walima, but because we are seen by people as religious people. So how can we organize parties? So it has to be akika and walima. That is our only chance. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu says, kaifa nafrah, kaifa nafrah, kaifa nafrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kaifa an'um. How can I relax and how can I enjoy? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, how can I relax and how can I enjoy when I know that Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam is holding the horn in his hand and it is near his mouth and he may blow it anytime. How can I enjoy? That is the case with each and every one of us. How can we enjoy when we know that Israel alayhi salam can come anytime, anytime, and can say, come. Kaifa nafra, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, kaifa nafra, how can I relax, how can I enjoy, how can I be happy? Wal mawtu min varaina wal quburu amamana. When death is behind me and qabr is in front of me. وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّنَا مَوْقِفُنَا. How can I enjoy, how can I be happy when I will have to one day stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى السِّرَاتِ مُرُورُنَا. How can I enjoy, how can I relax when I know that one day I will have to cross the sirat and only Allah knows whether I will cross the sirat or fall in the depth of Jahannam. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala, the one who is going to pass through all these stations, is this the type of life he lives? Haughtiness, pride, enjoyment all the time, do whatever the desire demands, the nafs demands. Tujhe husn-e zahir ne dhoke mein dala. The glitter of this world has deceived you into thinking that this is the real world. No, this is not the real world. This is not the real world. If we compare this world with the hereafter, then this world is autumn and the hereafter is spring. And this world always comes in the guise of spring. It is autumn, but it comes in the guise of spring. It camouflages itself. Dunya ki rangreliyon pe na jana e dil. Oh my heart, the poet says to the heart, oh my heart, dunya ki rangreliyon pe na jana. Do not go towards the glitters of this world, because if you go towards the glitters of this world, then you will become ghafil, and if you become ghafil, then I will be destroyed. If you become ghafil, dunya ki rangreliyon pe na jana ye dil, ye to khaza hai, khaza, ye to khaza hai. It is autumn, jo andaaze bahar aayi hai, which has come in the guise of spring. It is not spring. Thi fakat ghaflat hi ghaflat, aish ka din kuch na tha. It was autumn, it was not spring. Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also expresses the same point. Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun. This world is sweet and very attractive. It looks good and it is sweet. Anything associated to this world will always be sweet, it will always taste nice, and it will always be very, very attractive. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفُكُمْ فِيهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you into this world to test you. فَنَاظِرٌ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. To test you whether you become the lovers of Allah or the lovers of the world. Whether you enlighten your hearts with the zikr of Allah and the love of Allah, or whether you darken your heart with ghaflat and with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah wishes to see. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala fattaku dunya wattaku nisa. Be careful in regard to this world, because it will deceive you. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna wa'dallahi haq, fala taghurrannakum alhayatu dunya. Make sure this worldly life does not deceive you. I will conclude shortly now. So the root of the problem is the heart is ghafil. If the heart is ghafil, it will go towards drug. It will go towards shisha. It will go towards football. It will go towards cricket. Layani. It will go towards zina, adultery, fornication. If the heart is ghafil. And if the heart is zakir, it will go towards salat. It will go towards salat. Bishr ibn Mufazzal, rahimahullah ta'ala. The sheikh of the sheikh of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala. The ustad of the ustad of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala. Bishr ibn Mufazzal. Heart was zakir. So all the time the heart goes towards Allah, Allah. So it was his practice, it was his normal practice to fast one day, leave one day, fast one day, leave one day, fast one day, leave one day, throughout the years for many years. And it was his practice to perform 400 rakat, optional and nafla prayer on a daily basis. Because the heart was zakir. Heart was zakir. Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahimahullah ta'ala, according to one narration 40 years, according to another narration 50 years. For 40 or 50 years he did not miss takbir-e-tahrima. Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala, for 30 years daily he completed one Quran. Mansur ibn Zazan rahimahullah ta'ala, daily he would complete two Quran. Sufi ibn al-Katib rahimahullah ta'ala, daily he would complete four Qurans during the day and four Qurans during the night. This was his miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him barakah in time. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, daily during tahajjud they would complete one Quran, and during the month of Ramadan they would complete two Quran. Suwayd ibn Ghafala rahimahullah ta'ala, at the age of 120, he is leading the musallis in Taraweeh. Why? Because the heart is zakir. When the heart is zakir, it enjoys ibadah, even in old age. Even in old age, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib Ganj Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that when I put my forehead in sajda, I do not feel like lifting my head up from the sajda, because I feel that I have put my head in the lap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala says, Ahlul layl fi laylihim aladdu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. That those people who perform tahajjud during the night, they find more enjoyment in their tahajjud than those people who are outside in the clubs committing adultery and fornication. A person was performing salat. His horse was tied to a pillar. And a thief came and he started untying the rope, the reins of the horse. So some people saw this incident from afar off and they knew that they would not be able to reach in time. So they started shouting to that person that break your salat, your horse is going. Break your salat, your horse is going. And in those days a horse was like a Mercedes. Fortune, break your salat, your horse is going. He continued with his salat. By the time they reached, the person who was performing salat, the thief had gone off with the horse. After he completed his salat, they said it was only nafla salat. And there are circumstances when breaking the salat is allowed in Sharia. Why did you not break your salat? He said, ma kuntu fihi aladdu min zalik. He said, owning a horse has its own enjoyment. Owning a Mercedes has its own enjoyment. Owning a horse has its own enjoyment. But the two rakat nafala I was performing had even more enjoyment. If the horse is gone, no problem. So when we come across incidents such as these, we question ourselves that why is it that we are different? We feel that they were extraordinary people, so I will not be able to do what they were able to do. Because I just can't know. They were able to do because their hearts were zakir, and we are unable to do because our hearts are zakir. If our hearts become zakir, we will be able to do exactly what they were able to do. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi ma tal'at shamsun wala gharubat illa wa anta fi qalbi wa waswasi wala jalastu ila qawmin uhaddisuhum illa wa anta hadithi bayna jullati. ولا هممت بشرب الماء من زمين الا رايت خيالا منك في الكاس والله ما سرعت شمس ولا غروبت. By Allah, in lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my friends, by Allah, ما سرعت شمس, whenever the sun rose, ولا غروبت, whenever it set, whenever the sun rose, whenever the sun set, and in between, I found in my heart the thought of Allah only. Wallahi ma tala'at shamsun wala gharubat illa wa anta fi qalbi wa waswasi. You are in my heart and you are also in my waswasa. You are also in my waswasa. Even these evil waswasas don't come. Everywhere it's only you. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, tera aina alame rangobu hai. Tera aina alame rangobu hai. When I look at in my mirror, if I look at my mirror, I will see my face. And in your mirror, you will see your face. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, the mirror of Allah is the whole world. Tera aina alame rangobu hai. Oh my beloved, this whole world is your mirror. Jidhar dekhta hu udhar tu hi tu hai. Wherever I see only you. Kulista mein jaake har ek gul ko dekha. Teri si hi rangat, teri si hi bu hai. I went into the garden and I looked at the various flowers. Different colors, different fragrances. But whichever flower I saw, the color was yours and the fragrance was yours. I saw nothing but you. Everywhere the person will be able to feel Allah. وَلَا جَلَسْتُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أُحَدِّسُهُمْ. Whenever I sat with my friends to talk about something, gapshap majlis, talk about this and that, whenever I sit with my friends to discuss something, إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ حَدِيثِ بَيْنَ جُلَّاسِ. Amongst my comrades and companions, the only topic was the love of Allah. I was talking about you only. وَلَا هَمَمْتُ بِشُرْبِ الْمَاءِ مِنْ ذَمَئِنْ. Whenever I intended to drink a glass of water, and when I lifted a glass of water, إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ خِيَالًا مِنْكَ فِي الْكَأْسِ. And when I looked into the water, I could see nothing but you, Allah. Zikr. Now how to acquire this kayfiyat of the heart? My Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that work so hard on your heart that the kayfiyat of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overpowers all the other kayfiyat of the heart. The only kayfiyat, the only condition of that, the condition of the remembrance of Allah should overpower all the other conditions. Zikrullah has overpowered kibr, pride, haughtiness. Zikrullah has overpowered love for lust. Zikrullah has overpowered love for wealth. Zikrullah has overpowered laziness. Zikrullah has overpowered bitterness towards ibadah. Zikrullah has overpowered anger. Zikrullah overpowers everything. Zikrullah overtakes the heart. How can we make our hearts zakir? The time does not permit me to go into the detail of this subject. If Allah grants me the opportunity, some other time inshallah I will discuss. So the root of the problem is the heart being ghafil. And the solution to these problems is to make the heart zakir. How do we make the heart zakir? How do we make the heart zakir? By doing mujahada. I am only going through the points. By doing mujahada. And what is mujahada? What is mujahada? Performing wudu with cold water when there is the facility of performing wudu with warm water. Is that mujahada? Sleeping on the floor without any mattress, without any pillow, when you have a nice bed in the same room, is that mujahada? Hakim ul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi very beautifully explains mujahada. What is mujahada? Mujahada is to force your nafs to carry out that which is fard and to abstain from that which is haram. This is mujahada. Mujahada is to force your nafs to do that which is fard and to force your nafs to stay away from that which is haram. You don't feel like getting up in the morning. Force yourself to wake up. Force yourself to get out of the bed. Force yourself to come to the masjid. Force yourself to perform salat. You don't feel like performing salat al-Tarawih. Force yourself to perform salat al-Tarawih. Whether the kayfiyat, the good feeling, the ecstasy is there or not. You don't feel like leaving alcohol. Force yourself to leave alcohol. What is haram? To force your nafs to refrain from it. What is fard and wajib? To force your nafs to carry that out. This is mujahada. When a person exercises mujahada, listen very carefully. When a person exercises mujahada, when he forces himself to do that which is fard wajib, when he forces himself to stay away from that which is haram, slowly, 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 this mujahada will create the noor of the zikr and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. And this will increase, 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 increase. So you are here, ghafil. There is no noor of zikr or no noor of love. So mujahada is very, very difficult, 100% difficult. You progress in your mujahada. You progress in your mujahada. The more you progress, the more easier this will become. So you progress in mujahada, this will become easier, 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 until you reach a stage where it becomes enjoyable. It's like a person starting to jog 1 mile on a daily basis. The first day is very difficult. Second day again very difficult. 1 month, 6 weeks, very difficult. But the more he continues with this jogging on a daily basis, the noor of fitness is entering his body. The more this noor of fitness increases, the more the jogging of 1 mile will become easy, until when the whole body is enlightened with the noor of fitness, he will enjoy jogging. Mujahada. Through mujahada, the noor of taqwa, the noor of love of Allah, the noor of zikr will enter our hearts. And the more that noor increases, the more easier mujahada becomes. And when the whole heart is enlightened with the love and zikr of Allah, that same mujahada will remain no more mujahada, it will become a practice of enjoyment. That is why Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, when I place my forehead on the ground in sajda, I don't feel like raising it. I don't feel like lifting my head. Now everybody will say, we've understood the concept. We have understood everything. But it is this first mujahada which is very difficult. Find a solution to that. So the first blunt answer is, if you are not prepared to do mujahada, then remain ready for the fire of Jahannam. If you are not prepared to do anything at all, and if a person wishes that everything is done for him, no, without mujahada, nothing. Because if you do things without any sacrifice, why should Allah give you Jannah? Why should Allah give me Jannah? Why should we be rewarded with Jannah? We have to do something. That mujahada is important. Mujahada we have to do. Mujahada is the only door through which we will reach the destination. But yes, there are a few things which make mujahada little bit easy. Little bit easy. Mujahada is the only solution, but there are certain things which make mujahada a little bit easy. Number one, sitting in the company of those people who have already acquired the love and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah, O you who believe, adopt taqwa. That means carry out mujahada, stay away from sins. How can we do that? Wakunu ma'as-sadiqin, by sitting in the company of those people who already have taqwa, who already have this practice of mujahada. Sadiqin here means muttaqin. Ulaika alladheena sadaqu wa ulaika humul muttaqun. So number one, if we sit in the company of those people who already have this practice of mujahada, they have become fit. They have the noor of zikr of Allah and the noor of the love of Allah. Alhamdulillah. That's one way of making our mujahada easy. Number two, remembering the hereafter in abundance. That will make mujahada easy. We all have the ability to do mujahada. We all have the, but we have become lazy. And we have assumed that I don't have the ability to do mujahada. So by sitting in the company of the pious, we will realize that yes, I do have the ability to mujahada. When thinking about the hereafter, we will realize that yes, I do have the ability to mujahada. If a person lies in his bed for 1 month and he says, no, I'm still sick, I'm not well, the doctor says, no, you are okay now, start walking. He says, no, I can't. Then put a snake in that room. If you put a snake in that room, then he will realize that he does have the ability to walk. So we all have the ability to do mujahada. Allah will not ask us to do anything beyond our ability. So to make mujahada easy, we have to realize that yes, I do have the ability. Sit in the company of the pious. Number one. Number two, remember death. Remember death, remember qabr, remember jannah, remember jahannam, remember the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where our dawah and tabliq comes in. Hazrat Ji Maulana Ilyas Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the people should leave their homes, go into the environment of the masjid where those things which bring ghafla over ghafla and which become a deterrent in the heart becoming zakir are not there. Stay in that mahol and all the time listen about qabr, hashar, jannah, jahannam, qabr, hashar, jannah, jahannam. It is for this reason after 40 days people come completely changed. They have the ability to mujahada, but there is no fear to push them to do good. When they go in jama'ah for 40 days, 4 months, they come completely changed. Because now they are scared of the hereafter. And when they are scared of the hereafter, they are able to use their ability that they have. And they start doing mujahada. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah. Exert mujahada, taqwa. How? Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, remember the life hereafter. Two, number three. By engaging in dhikr, dhikrullah. By engaging in dhikrullah. Dhikrullah, daily tasbihat. Masnoon dua. Tilawat of the Quran. And associating yourself with a sheikh under whose supervision you learn to make your heart and mind zakir. So much so that you reach that stage where you are able to feel that Allah is watching each and every action of mine. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ مِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Dhikr. There are other items also. But if we hold fast to only these three, then these three will make us realize that I have the ability to do mujahada. When we realize, we will begin to do mujahada. When we begin to do mujahada, the noor of the dhikr of Allah and the love of Allah will be created in our hearts, and slowly, slowly it will enlighten the whole heart. And once the heart is enlightened with the dhikr of Allah, the love of Allah, our heart is zakir. And once the heart is zakir, our heart is zakir. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Then we are on the path of success. All our past sins will be forgiven. And أَجْرِ عَظِيمٍ, the great reward will wait us. So my friends, let us make a firm resolution. that we will make our hearts zakir. And the method has been explained also. Na duniya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. Na duniya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. Tasalli dil ko milti hai, khuda ko yaad karne se. The sukoon of the heart, the peace of the heart is not acquired through wealth or through big bungalow or a big mansion. No. Tasalli dil ko milti hai, khuda ko yaad karne se. By remembering Allah. By remembering Allah, so much that at all time Allah is remembered. The heart and mind is aware that Allah is watching me. I cannot commit sin. Hardam Allah, Allah kar, noor se apana seena bhar. Every second of your life, every moment of your life, remember Allah. Now with that tongue, you cannot remember Allah all 24 hours. Because we have to do other things also. It is with the heart. Hardam Allah, Allah kar. With your heart, remember Allah all the time. Noor se apana seena bhar. And enlighten your heart with the noor of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is dawame zikr. Continuity of zikr. And when the continuity of zikr is acquired, then dawame taat will be acquired. Continuity of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the poet says, Hardam Allah Allah kar noor se apana seena bhar. This is the continuity of zikr. And the continuity of zikr will bring the continuity of itaat, obedience to Allah. Jiye to uska ho kar ji. Dawa mein taat. Continuity of taat. Jiye to uska ho kar ji. Mare to uska ho kar mar. This person, when he enlightens his heart with the love of Allah, with the zikr of Allah, then each and every second of his life will be in obedience to Allah. And when each and every second of his life is in obedience to Allah, then when he departs from this world, he will depart with obedience to Allah, with dhikr on his tongue. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, during his last moment, is saying, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, and he departed. Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem, O Kareem, Ya Kareem. My beloved mentor, Shaykh Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, the final words on his tongue, final words, Makkah, Medina, and he departed, his soul departed. Makkah, Medina, his soul departed. There are so many instances. So let us go from here with this firm resolution that inshallah we will carry out this mujahada, we will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never, mujahada from today. And if we fail, if we slip, then immediately tawbah and we start again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the acceptance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all his beloved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all our hearts zakir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to benefit from the da'wah and tabligh movement. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to benefit from the ulama and the mashayikh. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to live with peace and harmony. As I said at the beginning, my young friends, that for us, this conference is only successful if change comes in our lives. Let us go with this firm resolution that change, not change is going to come in my life, change has come in my life. Not that I am going to repent, I have repented. So go with this firm resolution. I have repented, change has come in my life, I am going to live a life of taqwa and mujahada. Whenever I fail, I will turn to my beloved creator who is Ghafoor, who is Rahim, and I will say to him, Oh Allah, forgive me, and come back on the trail of taqwa and mujahada again. One day, we inshallah, if we carry on, we will reach the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I congratulate Maulana, his team, for the very successful event. And I am also very, very grateful to our Hadrat Damat Barakatuhum and the other ulama here who have been very, very affectionate to me. I don't deserve the affection that was afforded to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all best of reward in this world and the hereafter. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.